It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. All adult New Yorkers are now eligible for COVID-19 vaccine boosters if they want them. But WNYC reporter Gwen Hogan was recently turned away from a city vaccination site because she and thousands of others fall into an odd gray area. Here she is to explain why.
The city expanded eligibility to all New Yorkers on November 15th. But when I went to get my shot, I was turned away. That's because I got the first two COVID vaccine doses as part of an AstraZeneca clinical trial. This vaccine has since been authorized overseas, but not in the U.S. That meant that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention couldn't recommend boosters to Americans like me.
We were in that tight and difficult position of saying, hey, it makes sense, these patients are eligible, but the vaccine that they started out with is a vaccine that is not approved.
Dr. Angelica Kottkamp is an investigator at NYU Langone's Vaccine Center, which oversees my clinical trial. I should mention that my fellow participants weren't the only ones facing restrictions. People who were vaccinated with certain vaccines abroad and subsequently moved here were prohibited too.
We are following signs, right? And we're following recommendations and CDC. So we have to follow that. So unfortunately for our participants, that option was not available. And remember,
call it what you want, a vaccine gray area, a blind spot, but its reach was all encompassing. Even elderly people or immunocompromised ones who've technically been eligible for boosters since August were also barred if their original doses came from some overseas drug companies. That included shots that had been cleared by the World Health Organization, like those who'd gotten the China's Sinovac or India's Bharat Biotech vaccine. My limbo was ultimately short-lived. By November 17th, the CDC had noticed the issue and revised its guidance allowing people who've taken WHO-approved vaccines to get Pfizer boosters. Kottkamp says the news came as a relief.
Finally, the CDC is allowing and kind of recognizing these participants to get their boosters. So we were very happy with that announcement.
So I headed back to a vaccine site for the second time.
Hey there. For a booster?
I fill out some forms. A few minutes later, it's my turn.
I didn't even feel that.
After waiting for 15 minutes, I left with a bag of swag in hand.
And I'm boosted.
Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.